This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Two of America's largest states have reimposed some coronavirus restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a growing number of states that are either backtracking or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks, mostly in the South and West. Health experts say disturbingly large numbers of cases are being seen among young people who all too often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and rules for social distancing. Abbott, who had pursued one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the U.S., has scaled back restaurant capacity and said outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It cited the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported its second one-day spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000 a day, and 85% of hospital beds in Arizona are said to be occupied. Tennessee has seen its biggest one-day jump in infections for a second time in a week, more than 1,400 cases. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months Friday. Vice President Mike Pence gave assurances the U.S. is in a much better place now than it was 2 months ago, though it is difficult to match his words to the alarming numbers. Once again, Pence appeared without a face mask, failing to follow his own government's advice. He also suggested that the rise in cases could largely be explained by the increases in testing, reasoning repeatedly used by President Donald Trump. Via remote,